I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk about priorities. This is a crazy message we got from a listener by the name of Amanda. She's not happy with her fiance, and we want to know who is in the wrong in this situation. 585-252-9800. Call or message in on the text line. Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And Amanda writes in and she says, "Hi Moose, hi Breezy. My fiance..." Actually, you know what, Breezy? You want to read this?
Fiance.
Why don't you go ahead? Read what Amanda wrote in.
Okay. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Excuse me. My fiance and I are getting married in a few months, and we have a toddler together. On Sunday, he was carrying our toddler on his shoulders when our child fell off. Don't love that. We ended up at the hospital with a concussion, and it was terrifying. Because of the concussion, our child had to be monitored and woken up every 2 hours overnight. So I stayed at the hospital with him alone while my fiance went home. He had a trip planned abroad a few weeks ago to meet a friend that he had a falling out with. Apparently, they needed to reconcile before the wedding or his buddy wouldn't be attending. The trip was scheduled for this Thursday. The accident happened on Sunday. And despite everything that happened, he's still going on the trip. I'm beyond upset. And I feel like after such a traumatic experience, the priority should be staying with us, especially our child, to help and emotionally support us through this time of need. He insists that this meeting is important for the wedding, but I feel like his priorities are all wrong. He made me feel wrong for being upset, and I can't help but feel like he's gaslighting me. The classic gaslighting. The overuse of gaslighting makes me want to punch air. Who's really in the wrong in this situation? Here's my question. Why is this friend so important that he has to leave so badly?
Right. Okay. That is the question, because dudes don't do this. You know what I'm saying? You got to fly out of the country to go make amends with your buddy?
Yeah, that's super strange.
I mean, I get if they had a, you know, you get a falling out.
You can't just pop on a Zoom? Like,
right, can't you just pop on a Zoom?
Like, it's not.
Like, your son just cheated death. Good riddance.
It's not that serious. Also, like, it's giving, I have to like beg this friend to come to my wedding.
Right.
Like, let's save the $150 on the plate, let alone the $800 ticket abroad. And that's just getting there.
If you want to have a boys trip, I get it. But this is, if this is about reconciling the relationship that you can't do over a Zoom call, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, unless this is like a Brokeback Mountain type of thing. That's,
yeah,
that's
maybe they're in love. Who's to say?
585-252-9800.
Their falling out was just a breakup.
I don't understand, but I don't know too many people that are going to call or message in that are going to take the side of Amanda's fiance, right? I mean, we could read through the lines here. What's he do? What's he thinking?
I mean, listen, there's a lot that goes on that people don't necessarily know about. And I also feel like guys, and this is me generalizing, but I feel like guys get a pass more often than girls, because if this was the mom going on the trip, oh my God, she'd be a horrible mother. But if it's a guy, he's like, well, he had this planned. It's just the double standard. The only standard that exists is a double standard,
sure.
Obviously.
Let me get over real quick to Kathy, who says, what the hell kind of man jets off on a solo trip prior to their nuptials with an injured toddler at home? Nope, something isn't right about this. You have every reason to be upset at
him. It's giving eat, pray, love. Like, I have to go find myself. Me and my buddy need to house down a loaf of, you know, fresh bread and talk about our issues. Why? It's very intimate. I'm not loving it. And something is sus, if you ask me.
Something is sus. Let me real quick. Actually, let me get to a phone call. PXY, who's this?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. All right, go ahead. You're live.
Okay. So I just need more details. I just don't understand why the guy can't go, because...
Oh, why he can't go?
Yeah. Why can't the, but also, why can't the son go? I don't know. If it happened on, accident happened on Sunday.
Well,
and they're leaving on Thursday.
The family was never going.
It was just a trip.
It was just him. Yeah.
So with their toddler almost killing himself accidentally,
we made that up. You had a concussion, okay?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
He had a concussion. He hit his head.
Right.
Things happen. What do they need him to stay for? That was 5 days ago, or that there's 5 days in between.
She's really upset that he.
Interesting.
This is a different angle. So yeah. You think that it should be totally okay for him to leave the country and go?
He was going before. The son had an accident. The son's okay. All right. 4 days later, what does she need him to stay there for? To read him at bedtime every night? I don't know.
To emotionally, according to Amanda, she needs him there to emotionally support herself and her son.
Exactly. So for nothing. They need him there for nothing.
So you're saying he can go fully?
The accident was on Sunday. He's leaving on Thursday. The son's out of the clear. He's good.
Oh, this is interesting.
Wow.
All right, so you would have no problem with if this was your situation, you'd be like, go. Go have a good time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
We have to argue about it for 5 days, and then,
Okay, interesting.
So he's leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
And it feels like he needs him home still.
Yeah, and then you have a lot of other people like Kathy, who's like, what kind of man jets off on a trip with an injured toddler at home?
Their son, yeah.
He was already leaving. The son is fine. It was a concussion.
Wow.
Priorities.
He bumped his head. This was already planned.
Wow.
The kid bumped his head. He didn't die.
He did not die. No, he didn't. Just he had a concussion.
Exactly.
An internal bleeding. I didn't read that part yet.
You're shaking
test. Did he have internal bleeding?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No.
He did not. But I can't.
The injuries weren't that serious. If he were to stay home, there's nothing that the dad's doing. He's just.
Yeah, I think it's a comfort thing. Yeah.
A comfort thing to look at him.
Oh. Yeah, wow, she's passionate about this.
Let me go over to Jake, who says, if Amanda's asking the question who her fiancé is, I will tell you. He is the type of man who strings his partner along for 7 years, has a toddler with her without being married yet, the kind who drops his kid 5 feet plus in the air and still gets a good night's sleep while his partner, who didn't create the situation, stays up all night at the hospital with the kid.
Oh, dear.
Let's go over real quick to Mike, who says, and this is a dude like WTF. I don't know any guy that needs to reconcile with a trip. Dudes are dudes. You have a beer, you hash it out, and then you never speak about it again.
Right. Wow.
Mike, this is what I'm saying. He has to take a trip and go see him? Like, what's really going on? I'm telling you, man. This is some weird creepy eyes wide shut party in the rolling hills of Argentina, because something fishy is going on and we need to get to the bottom of it. Guys, don't do this type of thing.
Yeah.
They don't do this type of thing. Who else is here? Let me get to Chrissy. Nope, I agree with you guys. This screams gaycation.
Not the gaycation. Honestly, a dream.
There's a lot of people who are like, absolutely not. There's no reason for him to go. And then we had our girl on the phone was like, yeah, Trip was planned. Kid didn't die. Let him go. What is the point of him staying?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. First of all, you're engaged, ? And he puts his friends first. Red flag, because his child should come first. However, a concussion could always develop into more. But why does he need to go out of the country? It just doesn't make any sense. This person says, you wouldn't catch me leaving the country for 4 days straight after my kid has a concussion, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I guess I don't even really understand the severity of a concussion because, like, I feel like we see football players get concussions all the time and then they're, like, back on the field in 5 minutes. So I'm like, are they serious? I'm just confused.
It is a little serious. She said, because of the concussion, our child had to be monitored and woken up every 2 hours overnight while in the hospital. But why does he need this random friend to show up at the wedding so badly? I don't get that. Let me get over to Becca real quick that says, ironically, the wedding should actually be canceled if he chooses the trip. I'm probably not the only one thinking that either. He literally left your son and you at a hospital to fly out of the country to see his friend who he has to save a relationship with. Right. And then he's going to have to fly all the way back home here to try and save the relationship with his wife.
The man's not happy unless he's saving a relationship. Let's just put it like that. I don't know. It's so strange.
This one listener says, no, Amanda, you are not in the wrong on this one, especially since the child's accident is his fault. And also, this random friend is someone who doesn't even want to come to the wedding. I'm sorry to say this, but your husband is insecure and so desperate to be liked, he abandoned his kids to win cool points with someone he feels he needs to prove himself to.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Oh,
that's so tough.
So tough. Wow, you guys. Yikers.
All right. Well, thank you guys for weighing in on this one. Amanda, I think you got the response you were most likely looking for. So in the next coming weeks, hit us back and let us know if you're going to go through with the wedding, because this is...
Wedding's off. See ya. Us ruining marriages one story at a time.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Are you feeling stuck in your career? Are you looking for a new job that actually you're going to be doing meaningful work? Well, check out my friends at Heritage Christian Services. They're a thriving human service agency that supports people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And they are looking for you to come be a direct support professional for their organization. And listen, I've been to Heritage Christian Services many times, and I can tell you right now from personal experience that the people that work there truly enjoy what they do. They like their jobs. They like the individuals that they work with and serve. And it really is such a positive place to work. You'll work directly with people who have intellectual or developmental disabilities, like when it comes to in-home work, maybe a little bit of community work. You're going to get a little bit of everything, and every day is going to be different. It's deep, meaningful work, and you're going to get a chance to create those authentic relationships and connections with the people that you serve. So bring your talents and interest to this job, because it could be just the perfect.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fit for you. They're offering 11 paid holidays and affordable health care. And I know there's a little bit of a gap when it comes to getting a new job. I don't know what I'm doing. They're going to pay for your training. They're going to make sure you're comfortable, and they have a competitive wage program as well. So what are you waiting for? Apply for your brand new career and position at HCS. Apply at joinhcs.org.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. Can we please give some props this morning to J.J. Phillip, a third grader at Cobbs Elementary School in Penfield? Let me tell you something about this little kid. Gave away all his birthday money to help a homeless woman and her children.
Oh, wow.
An 8-year-old. His mother nominated him for Do the Right Thing Award, and of course he won. And our lovely Mayor Malik Evans was there to congratulate him, honor him. Give him his roses.
Cute.
Fleeky Maliki. One day, JJ overheard a conversation his mom was having with a woman who had just become homeless. This woman had 5 kids, and she and her children, they had nowhere to stay that night. JJ knew what he had to do and decided to use his birthday money to chip in for a hotel. And the kid looked up how much a hotel cost. He was like, $150. I didn't know that my mom would even let me spend my birthday money, but I went and grabbed the $150 and I brought it back to my mom. And I said, here's the money for the hotel. JJ and his mom found the woman a safe place to stay until she could find a more permanent solution with her kids. But JJ, we salute you, buddy.
Wow.
You're a good dude and way to do the right thing. It's great that he got some recognition for it. Not that he probably needs it, but, you know, at 8 years old, it's nice to know that, hey, you did the right thing when no one was looking.
Yeah, and that's definitely something to be rewarded and talked about here on PXY.
Any student in grades K through 12 in Monroe County School is eligible for a nomination. The good deed must have occurred within the last year. That thing I did in 8th grade, it's no longer, it doesn't hold up anymore.
No, but, the have expiration dates indeed.
Anyone over 18 can submit a nomination form, including family, friends, school staff, and coaches. But the Rochester Police Department has held the Do the Right Thing Award since 1995, which is pretty awesome.
That is great.
Coming up, this story makes me sick.
Sick.
We're going to share with you how AI convinced a woman to divorce her husband and take him for everything he's got.
This one simple thing that is so mundane that you would be like, wait, what?
What just happened? We'll share the story with you coming up next. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Men, keep your head on a swivel. A woman just filed for divorce after asking ChatGPT to interpret leftover coffee grounds. And AI assisted her into believing that allegedly her husband was fantasizing about another woman. So she filed for divorce. And the incident followed a rising trend known as AI tessiography. And to dumb it down, what that is people upload photos of coffee cup residue.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask AI to read them. And in this case, the chatbot claimed to see signs of infidelity, specifically naming a woman whose name began with E, and warning she was trying to destroy the family.
What?
You want to talk about insecure?
No, this is literally insane.
You think this woman asked any questions or tried to get to the bottom of this?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, I think this poses a bigger question and a bigger conversation. Obviously, we talked about it like earlier in the month or maybe it was last month. Are we dating the same guy? Why are women specifically, or just people in general, so reliant on technology and the internet to decide what it is that they're doing with their life, who they're spending time with, who they're spending the rest of their life with, who they're going to be interacting with, based on strangers on the internet or a literal robot?
A literal robot. Outside perspective.
But it's like, you know you know your gut, you know your... I don't know.
Well, this woman is obviously, there's something missing upstairs because she didn't even discuss the incident with her husband. She went straight to her kids and said, mommy and daddy are getting a divorce. and then told her husband to get his stuff and leave. This poor guy laughed it off, thinking it was some sort of elaborate joke.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you, though? Then he gets a call from her lawyer. When he refused a mutual separation, she served him formal papers. And this woman is obviously searching for some sort of an escape from reality.
Correct.
Let's call it like it is.
Correct.
There's something going on upstairs.
There's something wrong.
She's missing a screw.
But I also think that it's like opens the conversation of this technology is so advanced and you can ask AI or chat GPT anything these days and it will give you the answer. And if you are so insecure or indecisive with yourself, this is exactly what you need to push you towards the direction that you may or may not be supposed to be going in. And having any thought for yourself is scary for people to have, like having your own thoughts and feelings, people who are insecure and can't make a decision.
Well, because they don't want to be wrong. So if I hear from a bunch of other people, then I'll get the validation that I'm looking for.
Right.
This is an interesting text. Kyle is weighing in and says, good morning, guys. So I read up on this story, and the husband also noted that this wasn't the first time his wife had fallen under the spell of supernatural guidance. A few years ago, she visited an astrologer, and it took her a whole year for her to accept the fact that nothing he shared with her was real.
Oh, my God.
She's lost it.
Yeah.
She's probably one of those people that wears nothing but crystals around her neck.
This is my rosebud. Like, what? Oh, my God. Okay.
It's amethyst.
It's changing the energy in the room.
It's tiger stone.
Okay. Love that moment for you.
Yeah, I know another person weighed in. Honestly, he's probably better off. Yeah, you think so? Honey, grab your things. We're getting a divorce. Why? The coffee grounds. ChatGPT. I know you're having an affair with someone by the that starts with an E in her name. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And
they have two kids, too.
I think one of the biggest things that is crazy about it is ChatGPT, like 10 times out of 10, 10 times out of 11, I should say, is very spot on. Like, it's so intelligent, it's bigger than us, and it does worry me that we are going to become so reliant on this to think our every thought, that this is and I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, I'm not trying to be like, I have a tinfoil hat on, but I truly believe that if we get so reliant on this technology, ChatGPT, AI, all this stuff, we will not have thoughts of our own, and even the most intelligent of the intelligent will fall back on it as well.
Well, you may be right about that. I have, really gotten on Alexa's ass in the last couple of weeks. I swore at her a couple of times.
Oh, my God.
I really just had it out with her.
It?
And I worry she may remember that and come back with vengeance. Is that a possibility? I don't know. But, I mean, how many of you believe in this nonsense? 585-252-9800.
I know somebody who uses ChatGPT so heavily to the point where they just call them chat. Like, they're like, thanks, chat. And they are always very kind to chat. Like, they'll say please and thank you because they don't want to be a target if they do take over.
Yeah.
I'll remember that. I'll remember you said please and thank you and you didn't yell at me and you weren't.
Right.
Yesterday. It's freaky.
I know. Yeah. Yesterday I come home and I'm more mindful of the fact. I'm like, hi, Alexa, what's the temperature outside, please?
You're like, she's like, Philip, we got in a fight yesterday and we're not going to address that.
We don't forget. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
So according to the chatbot, his cup revealed a mysterious woman with the initial E that he was supposedly fantasizing about and with whom he was destined to begin a relationship with. And his wife went off the deep end because AI painted a much darker picture. It was saying he already cheated. Mm. And this other woman wants to destroy the whole family. And I'm like, what? And she was like, that's it. We're done. Didn't even bring it up to him. Just we're through. Grab your stuff. Marched right into the living room and told the kids, mommy and daddy are getting a divorce. What? Come on.
Come on.
That's the woman you really want to be married to?
No.
She did you a favor, dude.
Literally. Absolutely.
He needs to accept this as a win, Joe said. Oh, yeah, looks like Sophia says we are just so cooked as species.
If that can be the straw that broke the camel's back, your relationship wasn't that strong to begin with. Let's just call it for what it
100%.
Is. 100%. Yikers. Guys, AI is getting real spooky. It really is. But I'm still going to turn us into action figures, and I'm still going to use it for all of the things that we need for show stuff.
I don't know how many of you turn your smart device off. Like, if you have a Google device or an Alexa, do you ever put it on mute? Because it's going to show the red ring around it when it's muted. But mine is never on mute. And, you know, I'm having conversations about anything and everything. You know somebody's listening.
Yeah, someone somewhere doing something to it and jotting down the information. I'm scared. No, I'm terrified.
Do you even own an Alexa?
I do, but I haven't updated her or like logged her into my new house.
I used to have one in my old job at my desk, and you can say, "Alexa, drop into office." And then it would just turn on and you can hear all the conversations going on at work. It's like a phone call.
What?
You ever try that? Did anyone use the drop-in feature?
Oh my God.
I do it all the time.
Not you doing it every day.
It's like Alexa drop into the, or Alexa drop in at home, and it will turn itself on and you can hear whoever's there. I don't know if it announces it or not, but you'll see the green ring show up around the Alexa device and you can listen in.
So speaking of recording conversations or listening in on conversation, there's a new feature on the latest iOS update for the iPhone that you can record a phone call.
I did it while someone was on the phone. I just wanted to see how the feature...
But it announces.
It announced it, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Sorry about that."
No, you freak.
I wanted to figure out how this new feature worked, so I didn't make an announcement that I was going to record. I just hit the record button,
right.
And it came on. This phone call is now being recorded.
You're like, are we in a court of law? What's happening here? Yeah, but it is a sick feature. But I mean, I'm glad that they're announcing it, considering the fact that they just settled for a $95 million lawsuit.
Got to do it. So from here on out, guys, anytime a telemarketer calls you, you hit that red button in the top left corner.
You do the old Uno reverse. This call may be recorded.
Right. You're keeping an eye on me. I'm keeping an eye on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.